We are going to be talking about the play Fiddler on the Roof, because the Edgewild Players present Fiddler on the Roof at the Edge Center for the Arts this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, 7 p.m., and a Sunday matinee at 2. And Patty Feld, the fearless director, choreographer, producer, is on the line with us again this morning. Morning, Patty.
Good morning, and happy solstice to everybody.
That's right, and welcome back. Hey,
thank
Patty.
Thank you.
We've got Tevye on the line, too. Marshall, you there?
Hello.
Hey. So, Marshall, you're going to play Tevye.
Today, I am a horse.
What?
Yep, it's pretty much running through me all the time now.
You are all Tevye all the time now.
All Tevye all the time.
Well, you know, Patty, I've heard that actors, they get in character, and when they walk around for weeks or months in character, and it get kind of hard for other people to live with. Have you noticed that?
Not at all. Our Marshall is always wonderful to live with, whether he's being Marshall or being Tevye. He's a joy of the cast, a joy of the cast. We all revolve around him.
Well, you know, Tevye, he lives a life of a lot of disappointments in this play, doesn't he?
Oh, boy, does he ever. We debate some of these things, whether life is just continues throwing darts at him, or whether his problem is he's just not ready for all the change that's going on in the world around him.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty interesting question, but boy, he does get it from all sides.
Yeah. So much for tradition, huh? Patty, what does this play mean to you?
Well, you're asking it means a whole lot to me. As the only actual Jewish person involved in this production, I'm doing a lot of training and talking about Judaism. I'm talking a lot about Jewish history. It's my husband's grandmother came from a town not unlike Anatevka, and her stories are the stories that are in this musical. So at a very deep, meaningful, personal level, it's part of my history. And at a theatrical right down home, Effie, Big Fork, Marcel, and surrounding areas, it's this community action that brings just tons of people into its own little village. We're creating our own little village. We have 38 in our cast,
wow.
About 50 who have worked, on the production, and we have an orchestra with lots of people from the Dodgers organization coming to us.
Yeah, the Itasca Orchestra, great.
Exactly. We have some from the strings program and some from the orchestra itself. I think we have six from the Itasca Orchestra.
Great.
Yeah.
So, Marshall, how's your singing voice ready to go?
Well, I hope so.
Can you go?
It's been holding up pretty well, I must say.
I know it's...
And there is a lot of singing. There are, I think, 20 songs in the production, if I'm not mistaken, and I sing 11 of them.
Wow. Yeah, can you give us a...
It's a bit of a marathon, but it sure is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song?
Well, that's a little hard to say, but I think... I like my duet with Golda. Do you love me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the sweetest moments of the whole play, isn't it? It's bittersweet,
yeah,
I guess
you should
say.
And we have a beautiful Golda, too. Paula Taylor is just a wonderful Golda. They have great chemistry, the two of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, the kind of upheaval going on around this community in Fiddler on the Roof was very commonplace, not only just for those small communities in Eastern Europe, but there was periods in history where coping with all these huge changes was really difficult and really hard on people, and it was often a life and death thing. I mean, that's one thing I've gotten out of the play and the movie about how change kind of, or maybe even the world kind of snowballs, runs right over us sometimes, and how do we cope with that?
Well, it is a story about a little town that is completely disrupted by, I guess you could say, history. And it's an interesting piece of study of how all the people in that little town and their lives change and revolve and around it. One of the things that you'll see when you come, and I know you'll come, is that Anitevka, the town itself, is right on our stage. And it gives you a tremendous sense of what a little town full of people in 1905 would really look like.
Wow. How'd you do that, Patty?
Well, I always tell you, Scott, every time we do a show with the Edgewater Players, we try to embellish one element of our production. And we have never hired a professional stage designer before. And we did that this time. And instead of our beautiful painted drops, which often fill our stage, we have a beautiful constructed set. And not only does it have a huge set of ramps all the way around the sides and back, and I'm talking a huge set of ramps, we have three houses right on the stage. The central one is Tevye's house, and it revolves. We do scenes on the inside and on the exterior and the interior of Tevye's house. We have two beautiful side houses, it's called Crack Open and Pivot, so you see the exteriors of them, but then somebody just pushes them on these huge, big casters, and quietly they open to reveal the inside of Motel the Tailor's shop, or Mordcha, the innkeeper's inn, and then you're in an entirely different environment. It is a stunning, stunning set. The designer is Tom Barrett from the Twin Cities. He's the technical director of the theater at McAllister College and designs for many theaters in the Twin City area, including Stages Theater, which is bringing up Willy Wonka this July, middle of July. And the set will take your breath away. You've never seen anything like it on a stage for miles around. I hope you come and see it. It's just lovely.
And that's interesting that you've, after all these years of having the sets built locally, what brought the Edgewild Players to hire someone to design the set?
Well, we built them locally. Oh, my goodness, we build them locally. Tom designed them.
Oh, okay.
He came with blueprints and a model, and we got our handy-dandy Jim Rusbeck and Jack Haberly and Larry Salmala and Farrell Ganelius and Charlie Blackmer. I mean, you name it. We had people in there building every stick of this beautiful thing. We have such a talented technical crew. It's just amazing. But the reason we decided to hire a designer was that we still had enough money left over from Oklahoma 2 years ago to put on all the edgy productions we did these past years. And we wanted to beg your pardon. I was trying to hold that out.
Bless you.
And we
spring,
wanted to, and we summer, wanted to just go the next sort of professional step up in stage design. We wanted to put it in our shows, you know, to stretch us all. You know, it's amateur professional development, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah. So, Patty, why do you think this play? It is a time of turmoil and hardship for people. Why is it such an inspiring play?
Oh, boy. For one thing, the music is sensational. The biggest problem going on in their life then were the outside forces. It was the Tsar at the moment decided that he had to get rid of all the Jews. And it was the Industrial Revolution. I would say maybe we've got an industrial revolution, a lack of manufacturing. We're in a time of turmoil and younger generations knowing different things than older generations. And every time a whole group of people are forced out of a home, I mean, think not only Jews in the Holocaust, but think about Africa and genocide and what people can do to one another. And And my brain is saying, stop talking about this
no.
and tell the audience how much fun this show is.
Well, I know, but I think also you're talking about the kind of the survival of the humorous spirit, too, is a big thing I take
yeah.
away from the play. And, Marshall,
how many
Edgewild performances have you been in now, Marshall?
Boy, I'm losing count. This is about a dozen. Mm-hmm.
Is this the most singing you've ever done?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of many, many different kinds of roles over the years, but I've never had one that involved this much, not only singing, but Tevye's character moves in 100 emotional directions.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And a big part of the challenge for me is to try to find a way to express all those things and keep the humorous edge to his character all at the same time. Here's a guy with 5 daughters, for heaven's sakes. He's got a lifetime full of worries to try to figure all this out. And in those days, if you had daughters, you were expected to pay to arrange marriages for them.
Yeah.
And he's a very poor man. Moves around in a milk cart selling milk. I'm still trying to figure out if he ever gets paid for any of that milk and cheese that he keeps handing out. And then his horse goes down, and he's got to pull the cart himself, and his daughters are all completely off the chart in their marriage plans, and this one is increasingly more difficult than another. And so Tevye is really, he's a very simple, fun-loving, singing guy who is faced with overwhelming challenges to his tradition.
Yeah,
and he has to keep bouncing along and somehow finding a way to keep on keeping on until finally he's forced out of his home. You know?
Yeah.
We're
speaking with Marshall Ullman. He plays Tevye in the next production by the Edgewild Players, Fiddler on the Roof, and that's at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, 7 o'clock, with a Sunday matinee at 2. And Patty Feld, the director, producer, and Patty and Marshall, thanks a lot for being with us today.
You are so welcome. It's always a joy to talk to you, Scott.
All right. Take care.
Always a pleasure.
Yep.
And just let me give those phone numbers once for you, Scott. I missed my chance to work with the doctor at Toga Musicology last night, and so I was in rehearsal. So go and pledge for KAXE, 326-1234, 1-800-662-5799. Come see Fiddler on the Roof.
Hey.
Couldn't say it any better, Marshall. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye, Marshall Ullman. He'll play Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof, and Patty Feld, the director, producer. More, if you want ticket information, give us a call, 218-326-1234.